Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the letter known as 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 3, where St. Paul writes by divine inspiration, "Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Today I would ask you to think of yourself as a piece of land. A piece of land. In your baptism, God has claimed you as his own. You are now his territory. His heavenly soldiers, through the ministry of his word and sacrament, has come and claimed you and taken you now to be his own. You are his, as Peter says, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. And this claiming of you, taking place in your baptism and through the word and through your heart and faith, this claiming of you has taught you to see and recognize that there's no way that you, by your life, could enter heaven based upon your record. But it has also taught you that because of the work of your Savior, God's own Son, who came into this world to suffer on your behalf, through faith in him and the forgiveness of sins that he has given you for all of your sins, you now have every right to claim heaven as your own. And so as this piece of property whom God has claimed through his word and sacrament, he has redrawn the boundaries of his kingdom to include you. So you now will inherit that beautiful home of heaven above. Nothing enrages our enemy more than this. Nothing enrages Satan and all of the demons of hell more than the fact that you personally now have been claimed by God to belong to Christ. And he now has directed his war plan against you to try to take you back and to reclaim you once again as his own property. He doesn't need to spend his time and energy on those in the world who are already part of his kingdom of unbelief and sin and despair. He now has to spend and expend the majority of his time and energy on individuals like you, on a piece of land like you that has now been taken away from him by God, and it is now his entire effort to take land back from God. And so this war that he wages against us is fought not only corporately against the church and the church in this world, but also individually. St. Augustine had a great old saying, "Wherever the Holy Spirit erects a church, the devil builds a chapel right next door." He looks for where God has claimed land and goes to try to take it back. Back in the 1400s, there were strategic spots in Europe where the Ottoman Turks felt that it was essential for them to cross rivers into Europe. And if they could then hold a piece of ground well enough to claim it and to begin building a fortress there and a castle, that they could defend it, have their armies get gathered there, and then go out from there and begin to take more and more property. And this concept of establishing what we refer to as a stronghold, a bastion, a fortress, where this could be done, became very important in their warfare. Hitler did similar things when he claimed France. He would take his soldiers out to the farthest parts of the land where he thought the attack could come next once he had taken the land from the French. And he would have them dig bunkers and put in these very strong concrete boxes to ward off anybody trying to come back and reclaim France once again. St. Paul in our text uses the word stronghold, a stronghold. It's something that's secure from assault. It was a bulwark or a fortress. And it meant establishing a location somewhere on property so that you could control things from there. And you could begin your takeover from there. And depending where you would establish these in warfare, depending on the type of land that you were trying to claim, you would use different forms and types of construction. Some of them would be made out of wood, some out of concrete, some out of large stones, and so on. The devil has tried to come onto us, the land that's been claimed by God, has tried to come back onto our territory and reclaim parts of us and to establish these strongholds. And he will find the type of construction for your life that best suits your situation. And everybody in this room is different and unique. And he knows our weaknesses. And he knows the things that make us tick. He knows the things that intrigue us and captivate us in this world. And so he knows the type of materials to use to build a stronghold on you, God's property, with the hope of reclaiming you. So where does the devil and where do his co-workers try to erect a fortress in my spiritual property and territory? Well, it might be impressing us with worldly philosophies. It might be the findings of modern science. Maybe we're intrigued by all of the built-up evidence for evolution. It might be the love of a particular sin, something that is just a weakness for us that we don't like to let go of. It might be wanting to be accepted, a desire in us to be accepted in the world of academia. It might be our pride that gets played upon. It might be falling in love with somebody who really could care less about Christ. It might be having a desire in us to fit into the ungodly culture that surrounds us. So these are just some of the ways that the devil tries to establish a stronghold into the property that God has claimed. In warfare, soldiers will often have to go through a war zone and through a city, house by house, bunker by bunker, trying to eradicate the enemy. Because if just a few of them can be left behind, they can still cause tremendous damage. And so the search for them must be thorough and it must be complete to get rid of them. This is what Paul is talking about to the Corinthians and to us today when it comes to our spiritual lives. He uses some very interesting words of warfare. The Greek word strateia, which is the word from which we get strategy, strateia is not just war and to battle, but it actually means to wage a campaign, to have a plan. God, through the ministry of his word and sacrament now, has a plan, a war campaign, to go into these strongholds of the devil that are found in our hearts and minds, and to wage war against them, to root them out, and to get rid of them, because they are there with the express purpose of taking us back away from Christ. And so every last one of these strongholds inside of our hearts and minds must be rooted out and must be torn down. And how does that happen? It happens through the Word of God. It doesn't happen with swords and knives and guns and bombs, but with words, with the teachings and the doctrine of Christ, with the message of the gospel, with the message of sins forgiven in our Savior. Paul says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Mighty in God, that's an awesome phrase. They have an efficacy to them. There is a power attached to this word and sacrament that is able to keep us with Christ and claimed as part of his kingdom. What a blessing that God in your baptism has come and planted his triune flag on you and claimed you as his own dear property. May we always remain that. Lord, keep us steadfast in thy word. Amen. Please rise. And we pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for claiming us as your own dear children. Preserve us in this faith and help us to throw out all of the strongholds of the devil in our lives, that we may truly remain with Christ our Redeemer. We pray today also for those who travel over this spring break, that if it is your will, you would cause your holy angels to guard and protect them from all danger, that we may once again gather around your word in the weeks ahead. We pray it all in Christ's saving name. Amen.